Paul took off his clothes and lay on the bed, smoked cigarette after cigarette as the candle flickered and the sounds of revelry faded. He didn't dare think about anything. The candle guttered and went out. She was somewhere in the house, or perhaps somewhere outside. She was awake or asleep or dreaming. "Where are you, Sylvie?" Not outside, inside. That's why he couldn't shut her out. In one glance, she'd leapt into him and expanded to fill all the hollow spaces. She pressed against the inside of his skin. When he looked within, he saw her face. Sleep was impossible. He was thirsty and burning. He got up, downed half a ewer of water, and leaned out of the window, aching for a breeze. The moon floated low in a misty sky. An owl hooted from the woods. He pulled on an old pair of shorts and slipped downstairs, let himself out and ran down the moonlit meadow, leaping as though he could fly. He had a fleeting thought that of course he could fly. All he had to do was leap higher, will himself upward, but the notion passed and he merely ran, his body strong and solid, the ground hard beneath his feet, and coolness streaming by. When he reached the lake, he slowed, panting, to a walk. From across the water came the sound of the trumpet and the violin, playing together now like old friends. He made his way along the shore and sat on a rock to listen, thinking not even of Sylvie, though she filled his mind, but of intimate colloquies such as the sky might have with the earth, or the sea with the land, or the stars and planets as they coursed the night airs. When the music stopped and was replaced by the sound of harsh, rending sobs, Paul retreated fast. By the time he'd reached the jetty, all was quiet, thank God. He was thirsty and very hot again. Perhaps he was ill, after all, but he felt perfectly well, only hot. He sat on the end and dangled his feet. How deep was it? He'd never learned to swim, but there was a ladder. He climbed down. The cool water was an ecstasy. He felt for the ground, but it was out of reach, so he held on under the dock, watching as dawn approached. The surface of the lake glimmered like mercury. One bird's liquid trilling was soon joined by others. There was the sound of soft, fast footfalls as someone ran to the end of the jetty. Paul peered up between the planks. His breath caught in his throat. It was Sylvie. In one quick, fluid movement, she pulled her dress over her head and dived naked into the lake. An unbearably long time passed before she surfaced a great distance away and swam for the island, sleek head carving the water like a seal. Paul clung to the ladder, her body arced into the water over and over, blazing like a comet, burned into his eyes and endlessly repeating. He climbed out, trembling. A pool of silk lay on the dock. He touched it with one finger. He walked up to his room, stripped off his wet shorts and lay on the bed. She was imprinted on his retina. Her glowing body crossed and recrossed the ceiling. Her face, her breasts, her legs, her wild streaming hair, her belly, her thighs. When he closed his eyes, it was worse. She turned, smiled, beckoned.